When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can seem intense. Like breakup R&B intense.
I thought you said you loved the sweater that I got you. If you didn't, you could have told me.
Geico makes it easy. Just go to Geico.com anytime to update or check your policy without all the extra drama.
I even had a gift receipt.
What up, what up? Welcome to My Real Talk Radio. This is your host, Jamel.
This your girl, Miss Liz, bringing you the dopest unsigned talent from east to west to down south and back up top.
And as always, bring you the latest and greatest gossip every single week. Who else but me? Derek Dwayne. And we are My Real Talk Radio. Of course, we're coming to you live on MRTRShow.com. Make sure you guys call in right now. Hit us up, 646-915-8100. Let's go. Connected with us, hit us up on our website at MRTRShow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at My Real Talk Radio. Also, take us on the go. Download the TuneIn app from your smartphone or PC and search hashtag My Real Talk Radio Show. Let's get it. Let's go. We're live in the building with a very, very special guest. He's a very, very talented singer and songwriter. Vito, welcome to My Real Talk Radio, and how was everything?
Ah, man, it's great. How you doing? Everything is easy sailing, man. Just working. How you been?
I'm good. I'm a fan of yours. I've been following you for a little bit. You're doing your thing.
Thank you.
So I'm excited to have you on and just let you be able to chat with your fans and just showcase some of your music on our platform.
Most definitely, man. My pleasure. I'm glad to be here.
Definitely. So I'm going to take it back just a little bit just so fans can get to know you. Where are you from? Describe a little bit of your upbringing.
I'm from Benton Harbor, Michigan. I'm a small town, of course, in Michigan. I grew up two brothers. I was raised with my two brothers by my mom, who's a single mother. My upbringing was pretty rough for a young kid or whatever. But like I say, you know, I always say to people, my upbringing made me who I am today. We were homeless a lot when we were kids, without food, without shelter, you know, without a car, things, a whole bunch of other stuff, man. But I feel like me coming up that way has taught me to be as focused and as dedicated as I am right now today. So nonetheless, my upbringing was, like I said, rough, but I'm super, super blessed and thankful for it.
So you're a living testament, you know, despite your hardship and struggle that you have faced coming up,
yes.
You're able to take that and to put it into your art, which is music.
Exactly.
How did you discover your love for the arts?
I've always had a love for it. I've always loved singing, loved performing, loved entertaining people. I have to give my mom the credit that actually discovered my love for the arts. Like, and she actually put it to the forefront. I mean, that was when I was maybe about 10 years old. She called me out at church one Sunday, and she asked me to come sing. Well, I didn't ask me. She told me to come sing in front of everybody. And that was pretty much where my first time ever performing in front of people. And really getting a really, really great response, because like I said, my church was one of those churches, man, that they're going to let you know if you suck, they're going to let you know if you're good, and it's because they care about you. They don't want you out here embarrassing yourself. That was definitely, I would definitely say that's when I discovered, or my mother discovered, my love for the arts. But like I said, I discovered my love for the arts at, you know, as soon as I could talk, as soon as I knew what I was watching and things like that, you know, the Temptations movie and watching, you know, Michael Jackson and watching Usher and all these other artists before me, Stevie Wonder, you know, Sam Cooke. So that was when my love for the arts, but my mother is the one that really discovered it and put it to the forefront.
Okay. And let me ask you, who were some of your musical influences?
Yeah, most definitely. Stevie Wonder, of course, that's my all-time favorite, Sam Cooke, The Temptations, all-time favorite as well. I watched that movie, The Temptations movie, man, that they did about The Temptations. I watched it, man, so many times. It's ridiculous. I know every word from it, every song that come on. I sing along with it. Of course, Usher, Big Bro. I always say, man, like, my musical influences coming up was them, but I'm also influenced by everything music today. I mean, whether it be, you know, whether it be rap, whether it be country, pop, anything, I think music itself inspires me. A lot of independent artists like myself inspire me to be better and inspire me to keep growing.
Huh? Okay. And, you know, the crazy thing about it is because, you know, you have a great, great musical influences. And it's always, and I always say that because I always feel like it's always good to have those that you admire, but at the same time, kind of create your own sound. Now,
exactly.
I've got the pleasure to listen to Selfish and Henny Ting, and I feel like you've created your own sound,
right?
It's something that does not sound like everything else you kind of hear, and I think to me that's what stood out the most. How important was it for you to take that brave, brave, bold step to not sound like everybody else?
You know, man, it was like really probably the most important thing, the number one thing was to create something that would be impactful but not too different to the point where it scared people. You know, it's very, like I said, for an artist like myself and the other artists that are coming up, it's hard for us to really step outside of the box and do what we want to do inside because we feel like that's not what people want to hear. that's not going to sell the records, the bills ain't going to get paid or whatever. So, you know, like, I feel like it was definitely just the passion and the love for music that inspired me to do it. And, like, I think, you know, when I follow my heart and follow my mind, I think that's what everybody started to gravitate towards. So, and that was the most important thing, man, is doing something that didn't sound like anything out right now, because it's easy to do, you know, something that's on the radio right now. You know, it's easy to do a Bryson Tiller type record or a Tory Lanez type record or a Chris Brown type record. Try to do a Vito record. Do something that doesn't sound like anything. And I think that's what I challenged myself throughout this whole mixtape, to kind of just set myself apart, while all the while still keeping those R&B roots and those R&B inspirations within it.
Okay. And speaking of R&B, of course, everybody has their opinion on the current state of R&B.
Right.
What is your take on R&B music and it not particularly being as mainstream as it was in the 90s or the early 2000s?
I mean, you know, honestly, bro, I think R&B and music is just changing. R&B is what it is today. 10 years from now, it won't be the same. So
right.
I mean, you know, everybody has their own perception of what R&B is. You know, people who's older than me, who grew up in the 90s and the 80s, and their R&B is the Keith Sweat, the R. Kelly, the Jodeci. That's their R&B. You know,
right.
From the 2000s on up, you know, those are the Jagged Edges and the Ushers and things like that. So, and now we have the Trey Songz, the Bryson Tillers, the, you know, the Chris Browns and things like that. So I think R&B, as far as actual slow, sensual R&B, like the old school Stevie and the old school, Sam Cooke and stuff like that, I think that's not in anymore. I think the passion in R&B has really took a tumble. But as far as R&B in itself, R&B will forever change. Just like rap will forever change, hip hop will forever change. It will never be what it was 10 years ago. So I think the state of R&B, I mean, it is what it is at this point. Everybody has their own take on it. So your R&B is not my R&B. Period.
That was actually a really, really good in-depth answer. I'm pretty sure you have a lot of people that can really, really, really relate to that. You may have some who may dispute you on it, but that's the great thing about it, is you can have
exactly.
a discussion and be able to kind of put out your point of view. I'm going to bring up Usher because I'm a huge Usher fan. I still am an Usher fan to this day. I'm not really a fan of Usher's new music. And I know that you mentioned him as one of your influences, you know, just being real, keeping it 100.
Right.
How do you feel about Usher's music in 2016?
I like it. I mean, I think, is it Confessions? Is it 8701? Is it My Way? No. I mean, because, like, that's just not what's in right now. Is it Usher? Yes, it's him. I think that Usher is one of those artists who's probably the most successful at evolving and adapting, and that's what he's doing today. You know what I mean? That's what his goal is to evolve, adapt, and survive. So it may not be the Let It Burn that we're used to, or the you know, My Way that we're used to, but it's still Usher. I really like the music as of today. Honestly, I don't think if he went back that way towards Confession, I don't think it would fit with anything that's as of today. People wouldn't understand it. Like, because, like I said, the people, the age group that we are, that we cater to now, like the kids, the internet is just going crazy. They don't understand. They wouldn't understand that all the way hardcore R&B with the bridge changes and it just doesn't register. It just doesn't register across to them that way. And that came from just doing, you know, doing songs and see what works. Now, am I saying that it won't go back to that? I think it would, because a lot of people are starting to sample these old school songs and bringing them back. So a lot of the kids are going back and saying, "What is this sample? What sample is that?" Then they go back and hear the Jodeci song that they sampled, or they go back and hear, you know, saying the SWV song that they sampled. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
I think it'll go back around. I think it'll get back to where it once was, But at the end of the day, it's, I still feel like it's him. It's him. I like the music. I mean, is he singing more so? I don't think so, but who is?
Definitely like your intake on that. But yeah, shout out to Usher. Keep doing your thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and like I said, it's a lot of parts that I agree with you with. But I'm still an Usher fan, still rooting
for him.
It's just, I just can't get with this new, his new wave of music. And I don't know, for me, I don't know, I feel like if he's trying so hard to kind of shift it into this particular generation gap.
Right.
I still give him credit because I still think he's still.
Right. Take this for example.
You know, but shout out to Usher.
Listen to, I mean, like, think about this. Like, Beyonce, the music that Beyonce has been doing in recent, like, the club bangers and things like that. You think about it. A lot of people didn't take too kind to that. But what they didn't understand and didn't know that that's who Beyonce really, really is.
Right.
That turn up, that clubs, wave your hair, swing your hair, all that, everything that's on her, that's who she really, really is. So now she's to a point now where she's actually doing the music that she really wants to do. Like, she really starts to embrace the fact that she's from Houston and things like that. So she really starts to embrace that culture versus what she used to do, put a ring on it and a whole bunch of other stuff, which was great, huge records. But she's at a point now where she's really starting to step outside the box and do what she wants to do.
Right.
And this could honestly, Usher doing what he's doing right now could honestly be a situation like that. We never know. This could actually be who he really is.
Right.
And now he's able to want to express it. You know what I mean?
Makes sense. Now I want to talk about your mixtape. As I am. Again, I was able to hear the first two singles, Selfish and Henny Tank.
Right.
So just give us insight on just the project as a whole. What can fans expect?
Well, I think with this project, fans can really, really expect a different approach as far as music-wise and lyric-wise. Like, I think just concept-wise and everything, you can really expect something different from this mixtape from what you've heard from 93 and State of Mind and my singles Classic and All I Want to Do, which is all great music. But I really, really think that this mixtape is a depiction of where I'm trying to go with my music and what I want to say. I think that a lot of people, you can really expect different concepts. You know, you're gonna hear the same concept on every song. You're gonna hear some good music, man. I think you're gonna really get to understand who Vito is, and I think with the title and everything about that mixtape, man, it's basically me saying this is me. You know, take me as I am, because in the past, man, I was doing music like we were just talking about. I was doing music that I thought everybody wanted to hear, the super clean, and not saying what I want to say, trying to make it too clean, things like that. Really, not being who I am, because if you knew me, you knew how me and my homeboys converse with each other, how we talk, how we crack jokes, and things like that. So for me to get in the booth, in the studio, and sing a certain way, different from how I actually feel outside of the studio, is fake. So I felt like this mixtape, As I Am, the last one was State of Mind, which was my state of mind at the time. And now this is who I am. So this project is basically saying, take me as I am. Either you're going to support me or you're not. At this point, I love you regardless. But this is the music I'm going to do. This is the type of stuff that I want to do. This is what my heart is telling me to do. So either, like I say, you take me as I am or don't take me at all.
Okay. And, you know, with you, you know, before I even ask the next question, I want to say you're very well-spoken and you're passionate about your music. And trust me, I've done hundreds of interviews with unsigned artists and celebrities.
You have some who
you can just tell that they're not just here promoting, that they really, really love and really, really care for this. And I can tell that you have a passion, that you're dedicated to your art. So I definitely want to give you a shout out and take my hat off.
Thank you, man. Love, just appreciate that, man. Thank you.
Now, of course, you got the new project out. Now, are you performing live? I'm pretty sure that's something that you love doing. You get up close and personal with your fans. Mm-hmm. How is it performing?
Man, performing is actually that next element that that makes you fall in love with music even more. It's almost like when you're in the studio and you're singing and you hear the finished product of the song, it's like, oh, man, I love this song. That performing live is that next step. It's that next step of saying, like, okay, I'm going to get on stage. And when you got people that are screaming your name and singing your songs and, you know, saying, oh, my God, I love you, that's that sure gratification that you're doing the right thing. You're in the right place. Performing live is absolutely probably one of my favorite things to do, man, because I really get to show people the raw emotion of how I created the song. And right. Things like that. So I'm performing all the time, man. I have, you know, shows coming up soon. So, I mean, all fans, just stay tuned. Just stay tuned and keep watching.
Okay. And Vito, what's the meaning behind your name?
Well, Vito, my father told me it means to be number one, to be the first one. So that's what my father told me. My granddad said the same thing. His name is Vito. My dad's name is Vito. My name is Vito. My son's name would be Vito. Although technically, okay, I wasn't the first one, but that's just what Vito means.
Right. That definitely makes sense. Definitely makes sense. Now, I want to say that you're very, very active on your social media too.
Definitely.
How was that? I follow you on Instagram, and I just see how, again, you have your songs up. You know, you put a lot of videos up as opposed to just pictures, which I think is a better personal touch because they get, you know, a picture, you know, that, you know, that's a still memory, but at least with video you can, you know, you kind of get a sense of your personality and that kind of thing. So, how important to you is social media and interacting with your fans?
Well, I mean, social media is definitely prevalent in anybody's life right now, especially if they want to be, you know, in the music industry, movie industry, radio industry, whatever. So social media is definitely in the top three of things you need to master to be successful in those fields. Even when it comes to not even for those industries, it can be, you know, a regular businessman or something, you know what I mean? So I definitely think that social media is a key, crucial element to today's society. But as far as interacting with my fans, I think that is probably number one for me as well. Because it's one thing to me, it's huge. I mean, I can understand, you know, people with, you know, 100 million followers and stuff like that. But you still have to remain human. You have to let your fans know that you're human, that you are, that you can be reached, that you can be. That you do have feelings and that you're not a robot, that they can't reach out to you and say hey and you say hey back. So I think it's just keeping in contact with your fans and talking to them makes them love you that much more. I think they fell in love, you know, they fall in love with who you are as an artist, your voice, you know, the way you look, the way you move. But I think when you let them fall in love with who you are as a real person, and how are people going to really get to know you as a person if you never interact with them? So I think that's one of the main things that I do. I can't do everybody, but I definitely try my best to stay in the loop of everything. I have a bunch of fans that always hit me up asking for advice. I try my best to hit them back and give them my best advice that I could give them because I just feel like I was in the same place. A lot of people hit me with problems that they go through, man. And, like, you know, I don't talk down on anybody because I was in that position before. So I try my best to really, you know, lend a helping hand and let, you know, give them my take and what I think they should do and pray for them, all that other good stuff. So and that's, I think it's really, really, really important, man, to interact with your fans.
Okay. Very, very insightful young man. How old are you?
I'm 23.
Okay, so you're young, you're still doing your thing.
Yeah.
And I guess before I let you go, I want you to let us know where we can get your music and stuff like that. Now, of course, we're in a very, very crucial presidential campaign.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to tell me who you're voting for, but I do want you to tell your fans and supporters that it's very, very crucial that they register and go out and vote.
Most definitely. This is probably, every single election is important, but if you haven't registered to vote as of now, you need to. This is very, very crucial right now. Like you said, you have to get out and vote. Your voice does matter. If you're eligible to vote, go do that. Like me personally, I'm not a really big into politics. I'm into it enough to know who I want in office and who I don't want in office, though. You know what
Absolutely.
I mean? So I think that, you know, if you really want to see a change in the way things are happening in your community, because a lot of people get it twisted. If it's not happening directly to you, it's not your problem. That's not right. The way to be. So I think that we all need to get out and do our part and go vote. It takes 3 minutes to sign up and register right. to vote. 3 minutes. Ooh. Do it. And go vote, man. Get it over with, man. Like, really make a change and steal that in everybody that comes after you as well. You have to be a part in what goes on in today's society and in America. Please go vote.
Absolutely. Also, make sure you please shout out all your social media outlets
yeah.
so fans can follow you as well as being able to listen to your music.
Most definitely, most definitely. So, my new mixtape, As I Am, is on SoundCloud and Spinrilla. My select few songs will be on Apple Music, iTunes, Tidal, everything. That's As I Am on SoundCloud and Spinrilla. All my social media is Vito the Singer. That's VEDOTHESINGER. That's Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat. Facebook is Vito by itself. So follow me. Keep up with the movement, man, and let me take you on this journey. There you are, Team Vito.
And what's next for you, Vito?
Just really still building my empire, man. I started my own label, so I'm really I'm trying to get that off the ground with my own projects. Also, I've been writing a lot of songs for some artists and things like that here and abroad. I have a bunch of singles overseas in Korea, working on a bunch of places in Japan as well. So I'm really just trying to put my hand in every different little pot I can put it in, man. Staying busy. That's the key. Staying busy and being what word am I looking for? Being efficient. Being efficient. Staying efficient, you know.
Okay. Well, listen, I definitely want to say you are an official friend of this show. Anytime that you want to come on and promote a project, chat with your fans, or just give some words of wisdom, you're always welcome.
Thank you so much, man. I appreciate you for having me.
Well, you have a good night, and I wish you well in all your future endeavors. I'll be chatting with you soon.
Yeah, man. Thank you, bro. Talk to you later.
It's Vito, baby. When I'm off that XO, ain't no telling what's about to go down here. Bad mind me, no play around. A couple shooters to my left, so you better act right. She know that I do that thing that she like. I'm a rude boy, let me touch it, you know I just might. I sit the Henny, no, don't bring me no ice. Just give me the light, let me spark up the night. Oh yeah. Girl, you know what I've been sipping. Ain't no secret, you can get it. Wind it on me, know you feel it. Yep, girl, I know you feel it, yeah. Look at that kid, even on my head. Let me show you what you missing. Both sets of your lips, girl, let me get. Run inside a DJ, find a replay, yeah. I wanna see your wine for me, baby. Make a nigga spend time on it, baby. You know I never drop dime on it, baby. Big up to you, girl, walk one, ain't nobody gotta know. When I got the Henny in my system. Anything goes. Shots have a mean or a star, yeah. Anything goes. Bad man, you know anything goes. Is that your boyfriend? Why he tripping? That Henny, he might come up fishing. Uh-huh. Tell him calm down. You don't really want no problem now. Yeah, yeah. She know what I can do. Drop it down low, then bring it up to me. I want you to do it with no clothes on. Irie, you know I'm up the Hennessy. Girl, you know what I've been sipping. Baby. Ain't no secret, you can get it. Oh, yeah. Bring it on me, know you feel it. Girl, I know you feel it. Look at that kid, even on my head. Girl, let me run inside a DJ, find a replay. Yeah. I wanna see your wine for me, baby. Make a nigga spend time on it, baby. You know I never drop dime on it, baby. Big up to you, girl.
know.
When I got that Henny in my system,
anything go.
That's how Benino Rasta, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Anything go.
Whoa, whoa.
Bad mind, you know, anything go.
Stay connected with us. Hit us up on our website at mrtrshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at My Real Talk Radio. Also, take us on the go. Download the TuneIn app from your smartphone or PC and search hashtag My Real Talk Radio Show. Let's get it. Let's go.
When you don't go to geico.com, car insurance can be confusing. Like Swedish techno confusing.
Bark, bark, meow, meow. Dance with me, purple cow. Bark, bark, meow, meow. Ooh, you lovely cow.
Geico makes it easy. With 24/7 access, all you have to do is go to geico.com and you could save money on car insurance. It just makes sense. Unlike, you know.
Dance with me, purple cow. I like your move.